This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. The Ultimate Checklist for B2B SaaS Business Development, by Yevgeny Zagumenev. The lead image for this article was generated by HackerNoon's AI image generator via the prompt, Business App, so you've decided to dive into the world of B2B software as a service. First, it seems like assembling a jigsaw puzzle. You begin with an idea your corner piece. This idea should address a specific challenge business face, such as automating routine tasks or optimizing workflow efficiency. Think of what Slack does in team collaboration or QuickBooks, in small business accounting. Next comes market research studying your puzzle's box cover for clues. Understanding your competitors, potential clients, and the broader industry landscape will help you to piece the edges together. For instance, if you want to make CRM software, you need to understand the ins and outs of the existing successful platforms like Salesforce. Establishing product market fit is like finding those tricky middle pieces. You'll need to develop an understanding of your potential customers and how your product will serve them. Think of Adobe Creative Cloud's SaaS model. They found their core audience and creatives and developed a product that caters precisely to their needs. As you progress, you'll have to address more complex technical aspects, such as choosing your tech stack, devising a software development methodology, and planning for security and scalability. Remember how Spotify grew from a simple music streaming app to a global audio platform? Behind this growth was a strategic plan for scalability. Greater than keeping all this in mind might seem overwhelming, but it gets earthier if you greater than plan your progress step by step. Let's take a closer look at the most greater than important of them. What exactly do you need to do to launch your greater than groundbreaking SaaS? 1. Define your concept first. You need a clear idea. Not just any idea, but one that solves a real problem businesses are facing. Think of Atlassian's Jira, a popular management tool. It was born from a genuine issue, the need for software teams to easily manage and track bugs and tasks. The creators of Jira found a specific problem and provided a fitting solution. The key to your SaaS offering is identifying a specific, real-world issue. Let's say a logistics company struggles to manage its fleet effectively. Regular ERP systems might not cut it, but a SaaS solution with real-time tracking, route optimization, and predictive maintenance could be just what they need. Defining your concept is all about understanding unique business challenges and creating a practical solution for them. But make sure it's both technically possible and market-friendly. 2. Conduct market research. A successful B2B SaaS company isn't born out of thin air. It's a product of serious market research. You need to understand the market dynamics, the competition, potential customers, and their needs. Suppose you're planning to develop a SaaS solution for data visualization in commerce. It's essential to understand your competitors, like Tableau and Looker. What features do they offer? How do they price their services? Can you spot any gaps that your software could fill? Understanding your potential clients is equally important. What kind of data are they handling? What challenges do they face when visualizing this data? Your solution should be tailored to meet these specific needs. In e-commerce, business deals with large volumes of real-time data. Can your solution handle this? Are you considering the use of technologies like cloud-native architectures or data streaming platforms such as Apache Kafka? It's essential that your SaaS product aligns with the tech stacks and workflows your potential clients are already using. 3. Establish product market fit first. You need a crystal clear image of your potential customer. Say, for instance, you're developing cloud-based HR software. Your target customers could be medium to large companies with remote workforces. Understanding their pain points, their organizational workflows, their budgets, and their regulatory environments is critical. Once you've painted this customer portrait, you need to examine how your product fits into the picture. In the case of HR software, does your product simplify the recruitment process? Does it make payroll management more efficient? Does IT handle regulatory compliance issues that are a headache for your customers? You'll need to answer all these questions. Next, you need to present your product to beta testers from your target market. They'll help you understand if your product really fits the market or if there are things that need some improvement. 4. Build an MVP. After understanding the market and its needs, you may be tempted to launch a huge development process. But in most cases, it's better to start small and create a minimum viable product, MVP. Essentially, it is a stripped-down version of your software that solves the central problem you've identified and nothing more. Let's say you're making a new CRM platform, designed to manage and analyze customer interactions and data. For the MVP stage, you might focus only on the core features, such as contact management, lead tracking, and sales forecasting. Even without other features like email marketing or social media integration, your CRM software will still provide value, solving main issues businesses face. Adopting a lean methodology for MVP development can save you time and decrease upfront costs. Utilizing agile frameworks, such as Scrum, or using rapid prototyping tools like Sketch or Figma for UI, UX, can also streamline your development process. While making decisions, whether to go with a monolithic or microservices architecture, or choosing between SQL or NoSQL databases, you need to keep in mind the long-term vision but start with what's essential for the MVP. The feedback you will get from your early MVP users is also invaluable. It will guide your next steps and help you avoid investing time and resources into features that your customers don't need. 5. Set up your technical infrastructure. The technical infrastructure is the foundation of your SaaS business. Here, you're faced with key decisions about programming languages, development frameworks, databases, and hosting environments, along with numerous other tools. Picking a programming language is a critical step that could make or break your business. You need to think about your team's skills and the demands of the project. If your product relies heavily on data processing, Python, with its multitude of data-centric libraries, might be just the right choice. On the other hand, if you're developing a high-speed real-time application, you might want to consider Node.js or Go. Once you've chosen a language, next comes picking a suitable development framework. This choice will depend on the needs of your project and your chosen language. JavaScript users might find Express.js suited for back-end development and React.js or Vue.js for front-end. Those accustomed to Python can use Flask or Django for back-end frameworks. Then, you need to select the right database. If your data is structured and you need to be ready for complex queries, relational databases such as MySQL or PostgreSQL are likely the best choice. If your data is somewhat unstructured, or if rapid scalability is your key concern, you might want to look at NoSQL databases like Apache Cassandra or MongoDB. As a SaaS provider, you will need cloud-based hosting. This will optimize your scalability but also enhance efficiency. You can choose from top providers like AWS, Google Cloud, and Microsoft Azure, depending on the cost, regional availability, specific offerings, and your team's familiarity with the platform. 6. Pick your software development methodology. If you want your SaaS company to prosper, you will need a well-organized strategy for developing, evaluating, and enhancing the software. So, you need to select the right development methodology. The Agile method, for instance, has an array of strong features, such as adaptability and customer collaboration. It promotes short, iterative development cycles, often called sprints. Agile is a solid choice if you expect your project requirements to evolve over time, and you need the flexibility to adapt. If you're developing a SaaS product in an industry like digital marketing, which is rapidly changing, Agile's dynamic nature could be just what you need. A specific variant of Agile, called Scrum, could be another option. Scrum is set aside by its fixed-length sprints, usually 2 to 4 weeks, and roles like the Scrum Master and Product Owner. Scrum is especially effective when you have a cross-functional team where members can play different roles. If your SaaS startup develops an AI-powered customer support tool, Scrum could provide the balance needed in your, likely very complex, project. If you focus on close collaboration between development and operations, you can consider the DevOps methodology. A DevOps approach could be ideal for a project that requires speedy and frequent updates alongside automated monitoring and frequent releases. Therefore, if you're working on a cloud-oriented product that demands fast response times and constant updates, DevOps could be your best bet. 7. Take security measures when you launch a B2B SaaS project. You're not just a service provider, you're also a guardian of user data. Each security measure shields your users and your reputation. One of the first steps here is encryption. It transforms readable data into a coded version that can only be deciphered with a key. If your SaaS ID involves building a cloud storage system, it's crucial that data is encrypted both when it's stored and when it's being transferred. you can use technologies such as AES-256 for encrypting data at rest and transport layer security, TLS, for data in transit. Of course, user authentication is also important. Adding a layer of security with multi-factor authentication, MFA, can reinforce your system's defenses. Employ secure authentication mechanisms, like OAuth or OpenID Connect, to avoid unauthorized access. It's also crucial to regulate user actions within your system. Who can view what and perform what actions? One method you can use here is role-based access control, RBAC, which determines permissions based on a person's role in the organization. Naturally, if your business handles personal data, you must adhere to data protection laws. Read and study regulations like the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, of the European Union or the California Consumer Privacy Act, CCPA, in the United States. They dictate how you can collect, store, and use customer information. Otherwise, you can face consequences, including hefty fines. 8. Invest in UX design. Let's face it, cutting-edge technology is awesome, but it doesn't necessarily make you stand out in the world of SaaS. Sometimes, the user experience, UX, design makes all the difference. Find the perfect balance between software functionality and user needs, and you will transform a decent product into a great one. An intuitive interface is a must for SaaS projects such as task management tools where users assign deadlines, manage and accept tasks, and track their progress. Simple and friendly design boosts efficient work processes, while a confusing and cluttered one ultimately leads to users' frustration, slows progress and lowers their job satisfaction. You'll need to understand your users' workflow, challenges, and needs to create a satisfying UX. User-centered design tools like personas, user journeys, and empathy maps can help a lot in this process. Once you have this understanding, you can design your UI to match. Here, the details matter. The size and color of buttons, the layout of menus, and the placement of important information all contribute to the overall UX. Employing principles of good design such as consistency, visibility, and feedback can enhance the UX significantly. I'm B2B SaaS. Your customers often use your software every day, as part of their work. A good UX doesn't just make their job easier, it makes it enjoyable. So, be wise and invest in an intuitive, user-friendly design. 9. Plan for scalability. When you're building a B2B SaaS product, the dream is to grow from a handful of users to hundreds, thousands, or even millions. Although, if your software architecture is not ready for it, the dream can quickly become a nightmare. So, plan your scalability and future-proof your software. Here, you need to make sure that your software can handle an increasing load, be it more users, more data, or both. Suppose you're developing a real-time video conferencing SaaS platform. As your user count increases, the data volume in your system could surge exponentially. If your software isn't built to scale accordingly, you might face degraded video quality, latency issues, or even system failures. This is where modern architectural strategies like microservices and containerization can come in handy. Microservices break down your application into smaller, independently deployable services, each performing a specific function. So in our video conferencing example, you might have separate services for user management, video streaming, chat, and screen sharing. This separation allows you to scale different parts of your application independently based on demand. Containers in turn, package your software with all its dependencies, making it easy to move and deploy across different environments. This enhances scalability as new instances of a service can be quickly spun up inside containers when the demand rises. You can use popular tools like Docker for containerization and Kubernetes for container orchestration. Popular cloud platforms like AWS, Google Cloud, or Azure can also help scalability. They offer auto-scaling features where computing resources can be automatically increased or decreased based on demand, ensuring optimal performance at all times. 10. Design APIs and integrate. Isolation is a luxury that most SaaS products can't afford. Integration has become the norm, whether it's pulling data from another service or allowing others to leverage your functionalities. You can make it real by using application programming interface, better known as the API. An API is like a menu in a restaurant. It shows what's available and how to order it. For a SaaS product, the API outlines what functions are available and how other software can request those functions. For instance, a SaaS CRM system needs to import sales data from an external ERP system. A well-designed API can facilitate this data flow smoothly and efficiently. When designing an API, you can consider the REST, representational state transfer, architectural style. REST APIs use standard HTTP methods, like GET, POST, and DELETE, which makes them easy to understand and use. The SaaS product offering machine learning services might expose a REST API that allows users to upload datasets, POST request, train models, another POST request, and retrieve predictions, GET request. However, REST is not the only option. Depending on your needs, you might choose GraphQL, which allows the client to specify exactly what data it needs, reducing overfetching and underfetching issues. Or you may opt for GRPC for high-performance, low-latency scenarios, especially useful in microservices architecture. APIs are also used for incorporating third-party services, payment processors, email providers, or social media platforms. Say, you're building a SaaS commerce solution. In that case, you'll probably need integration with Stripe for handling transactions or SendGrid for dispatching transactional emails. 11. Set up a CI/CD pipeline. Needless to say, keeping your product up to date and bug-free is also critical. When your software grows, the complexity of managing and deploying changes does just the same. This is where continuous integration and continuous deployment, CI/CD, step in. CI/CD is like the central nervous system of your software development process. It manages testing, building, and deployment, reducing the need for manual intervention and boosting productivity. Continuous integration, CI/CD, is the practice of merging developers' changes into a main code branch frequently, ideally several times a day. Each merge is verified by automated building and testing, helping to catch and fix bugs quickly. Imagine you're developing a SaaS analytics tool. One developer could be working on a new data visualization feature, while another is optimizing a data processing algorithm. CI ensures their code change scan coexist without breaking the application. Continuous deployment, CD, focuses on delivering these updates to your users in the most efficient and swift way. Once the alterations have been approved in the CI stage, they are auto-deployed to the production setting. So, if you found and fixed a bug in your SaaS CRM system, your users aren't left lingering 4 weeks or months to benefit from the fix. It's available to them once it's finalized. There are plenty of tools for setting up a CI/CD pipeline. Jenkins is an open-source option that supports a vast range of plugins and integrates with virtually every tool that can be used during development. Or you might look at cloud-centric services like Travis CI or Circle CI, or platform-specific solutions like AWS Code Pipeline or Google Cloud Build. 12. Develop a customer support system. Customer support is not just about fixing issues. It's about building trust and loyalty with your client base. Demonstrating that you care about their success. A good customer support system can be a major plus for your SaaS product. Offering a variety of support channels can cater to the diverse preferences of your users. For example, take a live chat, convenient, personal, and real-time. If you're managing a SaaS e-commerce platform, a user may need guidance on adding a new product listing. With a live chat, they can get instant help just when they need it. Tools like Intercom or Live Chat can help you add this feature to your product. In turn, email support is great for non-urgent issues or complex queries that need a detailed response. Plus, it's a channel that almost every user is comfortable with. If your SaaS product is a CRM system, a user may send you a question about syncing their email marketing application. In response, your support crew can provide them with a step-by-step tutorial. You can also build a knowledge base for your support system. A self-service library of information about your product, from how-to guides and FAQs to troubleshooting tips. Let's say you're offering a SaaS project management tool. Users could refer to the knowledge base for instructions on setting up a new project, adding team members, or using advanced features. 13. Launch your product. Launching your product is like opening the doors of your digital shop for the first time. Both the anticipation and the stakes are high. Your first users are not just customers, they're pioneers who can provide invaluable feedback for your product's evolution. For instance, you're launching a SaaS tool for human resources management. On day one, you have a set of functions like employee onboarding, payroll processing, and performance tracking. However, you quickly realize that many customers are asking for a feature to track remote work hours. So, consider adding this feature in a future update. A well-planned launch strategy can also help create a buzz and attract potential customers. You could run a beta program for early adopters, offer promotional discounts, or host a virtual launch event. Don't forget to collect and analyze user feedback. Surveys, feedback forms, user interviews, and analytics tools can provide some insights into how your product is being used and where it can be improved. Tools like Google Analytics, Hotjar, or user testing can be useful in this process. Launching your product is just the beginning. Then comes iterating, refining, and improving based on user feedback. Your ability to adapt and innovate can make all the difference. 14. Commit to improvement. The journey of a successful B2B SaaS product is not a straight line from concept to success. It's a spiral, looping back on itself time and again. Each round of feedback and each nugget of usage data shapes your product, refines its features, and polishes its user experience. Consider a hypothetical SaaS tool for supply chain management. You launch with a set of features like inventory tracking, order management, and logistics optimization. But once users start working with the tool, they may find some features are not as user-friendly as they could be, or they might need new things such as an integration with a popular e-commerce platform. The secret sauce of successful iteration is a blend of user feedback and usage analytics. Various feedback channels like customer surveys and support queries can provide you with qualitative data about user preferences, challenges, and desires. On the other side, user behavior analytics supplies you with quantitative information on your product's utilization. Instruments such as Mixpanel or Amplitude are useful in monitoring the number of active users, feature adoption, session duration, and user retention rate. In the realm of B2B SaaS, standing still is not an option. The industry moves at high speeds, and so do user expectations. Continuous iteration and improvement is not just a strategy for success, it's a survival skill. Conclusion. Sometimes, your journey in the world of SaaS can be difficult and even frustrating. But Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your SaaS business. Greater than remember to pause and celebrate each milestone, however small. After all, greater than every step takes you one step closer to your destination, becoming an greater than architect of a future business digital overhaul. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn and publish.